Brian House, who are speaking with State Senator Bob Dixon. Maybe the last time I speak to him as Judiciary Committee Chair, he's running for Greene County Presiding Commissioner. 7-0 vote, overwhelming support both sides of the aisle for the treatment expansion.
It is a tremendous success for Representative Austin and for the entire legislature because treatment courts work. And they have tremendous record of success, very pleased, bipartisan support always. But giving some additional tools to the judiciary, prosecutors, and law enforcement, frankly, so that we can see good results is a good thing. And this measure will, we believe, enable courts to be more effective, to be more precise, and also to help citizens in areas where there are not drug courts established to be able to be moved to have their case heard in an area where there is one. And so very pleased and proud of the committee and proud of the Missouri Senate.
Final question. It obviously 7-0 vote. It sends it on to the full Senate. Senate meets tonight, I'm assuming, and I guess that ultimately up to Ron Richard. I guess they'll take it up in the morning. Do we have any sense on that, or do we not know?
It will be very soon. Hopefully we'll move that bill through. It had no opposition, sure, really, to speak of the concept of the expansion during the legislative session in the spring. The reason we're having to do, of course, the bill now is some other things that were added to the bill that did cause the veto. So this motion and this measure, I believe, will be very well received on the Senate floor. We're going to be able to help a lot of people.
Anything you'd like to add? I know you got to run.
That's great.
Oh, that's great. Good to see you.